97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Since when does the vice president have what sounds like a southern accent?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
Peter, we're moving on.
Never a dull moment in Washington, D.C. these days. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here with us on a Wednesday morning. We've been talking about early voting, getting started before long. There's a lot of focus on what's going to happen around the election and the debate next Tuesday. And now, in the middle of all of that, we may be talking about a potential government shutdown. And we're fortunate enough to have Chad Pergram from Fox News with us this morning to talk a little bit more about that. Chad, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah. You know, I was talking earlier about Mike Johnson and moving this continuing resolution to try to avoid this. But then there's this issue of citizenship and voting that might be attached to all this, right?
Well, this is something that conservatives from the Freedom Caucus and Chip Roy, the Republican from Texas, and I spoke with Chip Roy yesterday about this. They're like, look, this is an issue going into the election. We think we should force Senate Democrats and Democrats generally to vote on this. The House passed this in July as a standalone bill. What it says is that you have to show proof of citizenship to vote in a federal election. Now, Roy says the reason that they've been concerned about this is that there's a lot of Republicans who say, hey, you know, issues at the border. We think there might be people who aren't supposed to be here who might cast ballots. Democrats say, no, that's not going to be an issue. I talked to Mark Kelly, the Democratic senator from Arizona, border state, yesterday. He's like, this is a, you know, problem, you know, that they've just kind of cooked up. He said, a solution in search of a problem, as he put it. He said, sometimes it's hard enough to get American citizens to vote. But the House passed this back in July with five Democrats voting yes. And what Chip Roy says is that you've had jurisdictions like Oakland, California, Washington, D.C., that now allow people to vote when they are not American citizens. They can't vote for the House, they can't vote for the Senate, they can't vote for president, but they can vote for the school board or, you know, sanitation commissioner or city council or something like that. And they're like, well, wait a minute, what's the guardrail to make sure that some of those people aren't crossing over and casting a ballot in a federal election? Now, let's be frank here. You know, the Republicans, you know, want to make this into an election issue because, you know, there's this idea that someone to say, oh, look, you know, the election was stolen or went the other direction because persons who weren't supposed to be voting cast ballots. And this is going to be a pressure point for Mike Johnson. He has not acceded to the demands of the Freedom Caucus on other spending bills back in the spring. I talked to one senior leadership source last night who said, I think we're going to get out of here in 2 weeks. There's going to be intense pressure not to, you know, deal with this government shutdown issue that they have to deal with by the 1st of October and just get people out of town to go campaign. And if that's the case, everybody kind of, you know, swallows hard and says, OK, this isn't the perfect bill. We're going to take this and just go home. What does that do to Mike Johnson's bona fides if there's a vote for speaker and Republicans maintain the majority next year or, you know, even if they're in the minority? You know, do they want him back somewhere in the leadership? Because continually what Mike Johnson has done is he has done things that the Freedom Caucus doesn't want him to do.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. I mean, every time, and I pointed this out earlier to one of our earlier guests, every time there's a government shutdown, it gets blamed on the Republicans, no matter who's at fault.
Well, and that's an issue that goes back to the 1990s. I think some of that lives historically with what happened in 1990, where Newt Gingrich, the Republicans, won the House for the first time in 40 years. There was three, really, government shutdowns.
Yeah.
In 1995 and going into early 1996. And what happened is you had people, it was pretty clear that the Republicans, you know, were the ones that pushed this. In
yes.
fact, they thought the politics were good. And frankly, sometimes, let's be honest about this, there are some Republicans who think that's good politics. Look, we shut down the government. They didn't agree to our demand, so we're okay with that. You know, I mean, I don't really see, despite we had the big government shutdown a few years ago under former President Trump, and I don't think that really resonated with the voters, whether regardless of who you blame it on,
yeah.
though it was the longest government shutdown in history.
So what do you think the likelihood is that they would just do a continuing resolution with all this?
I think that's pretty high.
And
when you really get some of the Republican leaders down and give them truth serum, I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, that's what it takes. Let's give all the politicians that.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, it comes under Obamacare, so I don't know if we can get the prescription for it or something. I don't know. No, I'm being facetious. But no, seriously. the issue is the only way to avoid a government shutdown is to pass some sort of a short-term bill, a CR, continuing resolution, as you say. And there is a dispute among Republicans. And if you speak with Tom Cole, who is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, the Republican from Oklahoma, he wants to do all these bills at the end of the year, glom them together and say, we can get our work done, but you have to do an interim bill now and get this done in November or December. The other thing that the Freedom Caucus is pushing, and this is a rolling of the dice here, is they say, let's do a continuing resolution. And all that does is, re-ups the funding that's on the books right now. So this is, Biden-Harris funding levels here into, sometime early next year, because we're banking on the idea, and this is a true bank shot, that we're going to have the House, the Senate, and former President Trump back in the White House. Now, what that does is it eliminates the amount of period that a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president has influence over spending, because if you do it until just January or February, it's a shorter period of time. If they do what Tom Cole, again, this is the Republican chair of the House Appropriations Committee, wants to do, then you do all the bills that the Democrats have some input here, and that lasts until next October. So meaning, fall of 2025. So that's why they're like, okay, let's see if we can roll the dice here a little bit. But that is a gamble. I mean, the House is a, that's a jump ball. The race for the White House is a jump ball. The Senate probably favors the Republicans pretty strongly right now, just the way the map is.
Right.
But, to bank on something like that in the future is risky.
Good information as always. Chad Pergram, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good morning. Chad Pergram there with Fox News up on the Capitol Hill, one of the best correspondents up there. He gets the straight scoop from most of these people.
He's a wealth of knowledge. Yeah, my
really
gosh.
Is. I know.
So he's great.
Love watching him on Fox.
Get more at 971talk.com.